Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hey there, Glowgetters. Welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Am I excited for today's show? You bet your kick-ass I am. Are you a fan of children's literature? Whether you're an adult, a kid, or a little bit of both, there's an absolute smorgasbord of children's educational books out there. Now, I visited our local library yesterday to see if I could find books that would satisfy my reading challenge this week. I wanted to check out children's books for today's guest interview. Now, there are so many amazing children's books and resources out there, and this gives me an excuse to read just a few. Now, I think back to when I was growing up as a young girl, and one of my favourite times in school was when we'd get the new Scholastic Newsbook catalogue out. Now, I would pore over the pages, picking out which books I wanted and filling out the order sheet. And as soon as I got them, I was lying under the covers with my nose buried in a book, and I loved to read, and I still very much love to read today. So why do kids need books and educational resources in interactive books, particularly nowadays? Well, today, interactive books connect readers of children's literature, young and old. And interactive books that require the reader to do something, become popular as the idea is to get kids physically and mentally engaged with the book in an interactive way. Now, if you have a toddler or a preschooler, or a primary schooler who still hasn't got fully engaged in your read aloud books, stay tuned as we have a great guest who is going to introduce you to her books to help them get more involved in the stories and to get a better understanding of how we go about empowering children to use their minds and explore their emotions through books, activities and educational programs. We are going to meet one such genius, namely our Kick-Ass Radio guest star today, who is Wendy Marquini. Now, Wendy is an accredited mind strength coach for children, and she's also a best-selling author. And Wendy inspires children with inquiring minds to imagine, dream, achieve, and succeed. Now, Wendy helps children to develop skills and abilities for critical thinking, laying the foundation to create a happier, clearer, more contented life. And children learning a way to think, understanding themselves, developing excellent communication and problem-solving skills, strong self-belief and confidence create bright and happy futures. Now, life at times presents challenges and offers opportunities for a completely different journey. Wendy encourages children to imagine, dream, achieve and succeed as they explore the world with genius and his friends. So ready to go on an adventure to meet genius? Well, stay tuned. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show, Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles, and I tell you how it is. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the Glowgetter. I hope we can keep you in good company over the coming hour. A huge shout out to all the women working out on track and on site today all over the globe. Stay safe and have a fantastic day or night shift, particularly as it is New Year's Eve. This might also be a good time for a trigger warning that today's radio show does and may contain some adult language. All right, let's get into it. Hello, Wendy, and welcome to Kick-Ass Radio Show.
Oh, thank you, Jo. Thank you for having me on your show today.
You're quite welcome. So, Wendy, to kick it off, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your career journey and what led you to pursue a career in coaching and coaching children and writing writing for children?
Well, I am a mother. Yep. And I've been a wife, a business owner and an author, but I had a deep desire to provide something to benefit generations to come. I've studied personal development for the last 8 years. My mentor is Bob Proctor. And during this course of studying, I found that there was nothing out there for children to understand this material. And so that's how I created some programs and now the launch of the Genius book series to help children understand themselves, understand their emotions and how to deal with everyday things that happen and to have a better life. So that's how it all came about. There was I did quite a lot of research, found there's a lot of things out there for children, but I wanted to create something with characters so the children can help understand themselves better. And that's how Genius and his friends came about.
That's excellent. And I know you've been a very artistic person throughout your life, from very young to now. So tell us a little bit more about your creativity there and your artistic talent.
Well, I've come from a lovely mum and dad who are always very encouraging. I studied dance actually as a child, and through the adult life I became a qualified dance teacher and adjudicator in Latin and ballroom. Oh, wow. But I always had this desire, I don't know what it was, but this desire to write. But I always thought, oh, if you don't do well at grammar at school, then, you know, you can't be a writer. But I have since learned that, no, everyone has a book inside them. I remember going to this conference over in Canada, and it was run by Bob Proctor. And this lovely lady stood on stage and said, everybody has a book within them. And I thought, yes, that is so true. So I studied a bit of her courses, how to write a book, and I wrote my first book all about that conference, which was over 6 days. So I called it How to Change Your Life in 6 Days. And then I thought, friends of mine had visited someone in personal development area in Sydney, and then they came home and I had conversations with them, and I said, you know, what are you doing? How did you enjoy the conference? Are you following up with all your activities and your homework? And they hadn't. And I thought, why is that? And so many people, when they come back from a conference, they lose this momentum. So then I followed it up with my second book, Big Girl's Pants, to try and help people to keep going and achieve whatever they desired to achieve. So then I thought, well, you know, the same thing applies to children. They need to understand how, if you want to achieve anything in life, that you need to, you know, practice and be determined to succeed. So yeah, so that's how the journey was, from the dancing to creative making up these characters. And yeah,
and it's a journey of self-discovery, and I love it. And yes, we all need to find our purpose and our passion to be able to live our authentic lives. And even if you've never considered writing a book before, I'm lucky to have done that journey, traveled that journey, and it's the most exhilarating feeling and overwhelming feeling to actually write your story down or write your notes down, and to get that hard printed copy in your hand. It's such an accomplishment. And as you said, everyone does have a story to share. And there's someone all around the world, just one person, that will benefit from your story being shared. So definitely for everyone out there, consider putting pen to paper by all means.
Definitely.
And also it was a springboard, I know, for me. So as you said, like writing those books, was it a springboard to create Genius and his friends?
Yes, I had all this information, and I thought, oh, you know, what's the best way to get the information across to children? So these characters were developed. So Genius himself, lovely, happy, smiling character, and he collects all the thoughts of everybody in the whole universe. That's why he's big and round. But he needs some people or some friends to help him with all those thoughts coming in. So he wants to help the children. So then I had a character called Dream Builder. So Dream Builder actually helps the children to build their dreams. He helps them to imagine. He's a lovely character. He's got this little belt with his tools in it. And he helps the children think about what they would like to be in the future, or think about what would they like to achieve. Maybe they've got an exam coming up and they'd like to do better in the exam. So he gets their creative imagination going. And then of course we've got Intuition Interceptor. Now he helps the children understand their emotions and their feelings. And, you know, it's okay to go through and experience all different sorts of emotion. That's okay. We all experience emotions. But he helps the children turn those negative emotions around and sends out lovely positive emotions. So then we've got the lovely persistent photographer, and he helps the children to be determined and persistent and to achieve whatever they want to achieve. And he has a lovely laser beam, which he holds up a picture of what they want to achieve. Now, it might be something way out in the future, or it might be something next week or next month, but he holds that picture up there so the children can work towards that goal of achieving it. And then we've got lovely memory minder. Now, she's just like a librarian. She's a lovely, lovely lady, and she helps the children with their memories. Now, you have past memories, you have your present memories, and you also have your future memories. So she helps the children understand, how do I create a future memory? So she helps them work that out. And then we've got reason bots. Now, he helps the children to make decisions. So as you know, Joe, it's very important these days to be able to make a decision.
Definitely.
Now, we make decisions the moment we get out of bed in the morning. Oh, what will I have for breakfast, or what clothes will I wear? But some decisions, and we have to help the children understand that some decisions take a long time to decide, but that's okay. The important thing is that you make a decision. And ReasonBots has these very long arms, so when the children make a decision, he flings his arms about with excitement because they've made a decision. And then our last little character is Perception Pointer, and he helps the children with their beliefs and opinions, and he helps them to understand that you might have a different opinion to your friend or family member, but that's okay. It's perfectly okay to do that. So with all these little characters, they all help genius to help children understand that they all are unique and they are special and they have a mind and they think what they think is different to what anyone else in the world thinks. So that's how they all came about. They're very endearing little characters.
And very well presented and explained to you. It's a phenomenal concept, and one which I fully support. And I think the initiative of bringing these characters and stories to life is amazing, and it will be very popular with the kids. And like augmented reality, is it, like with your website and the app that you've created with Genius and his friends?
Yes, Genius and his friends has an app, and on the app it's got, we call them companion videos. So what happens is they hover over this picture in the book, and when they've downloaded the app, and the picture sort of comes to life, this video plays, and it helps the children. It's just an added learning experience for the children to help them understand what they are reading. And also on the app, we've got the Genius and his friends game. It's a virtual game, and the children can go in there and choose that all the characters are there, and they can choose whichever character, and each character has a different little game for them to play. And the process is that they collect so many points so that they can do a jigsaw puzzle at the end, which of course is genius. He's the jigsaw puzzle.
Excellent. And like, what kids don't like interactive activities these days? It's all about what they demand and, you know, what the kids think. So fiction and non-fiction books widen our consciousness, but the interaction of these kind of books, well, they give us new ways to think and new ideas. And it, as you said, expands their universe beyond time and place and inspires their own original thoughts. So congratulations. That's a fantastic creation that you've made there with Genius and his friends. So did you always want to be a writer, or did you kind of just fall into it? Like, when you first, as I said, you attended your conference and come back, and I know exactly like you said before, we attend conferences, we write our notes on the day, and then we go home, and then we usually just close the notebook, and, you know, you have a few little memory jogs about what was said or what happened at the conference, but you don't actually usually fulfill those intentions, do you?
So, no, that's right.
So being a writer... that started off after that conference and it just built from there. Is that correct?
That's correct. Actually, how I got into the personal development, I was recuperating from an illness. So I couldn't go back to my previous job. Mm-hmm. And you know how you sort of lie there and you think, oh, well, what am I going to do? And someone sent me a book by Bob Proctor called You Were Born Rich. I've never been an avid reader, but something told me to read the book. And that's how it all started. I read the material in the book and I got hooked and I just wanted to learn more and more. So, and that's how I ended up going to the conference. It was actually quite by accident that I got into writing. But, you know, I remember many years ago watching the Murder, She Wrote series and thinking, oh, because that was all about her writing the books. And I always felt deep down that's what I wanted to do, was to write books. So as it turned out with this material, the characters came about, and it was really funny because I was over in the UK on holiday and I just decided, this thought came in. And over the 8 weeks I was out over in the UK visiting relatives, I had written all of the 9 books, and wow, it just sort of came to me, and it was meant to happen that way. And it was just so exciting. I used to wake up at 1 a.m, oh, I've got an idea, so I'm writing.
And you do, you have those light bulb moments, exactly like as you said, you wake up at 2 a.m, you think, oh, I've got to write that down, you know. And you go run out and you get the notebook out and you're writing notes at 2 a.m, which turns into, you know, forms a chapter of your book. So that's, yeah, it's a great journey to go on, especially to compile all those notes. And like, I'm a journal writer. I love journaling. I love taking notes and always have. But, and I know there's lots of other people out there, like we said. So it's a thought process to collect all those notes that you have, put them together, go through them, and there's your story right there in front of you. And don't be afraid to share it, because as we said, those notes can help just one person.
That's exactly right.
And like, as we said, I'm an avid book reader, and books develop critical thinking skills. So we need the children to develop their critical thinking, because the way of the future is all about critical thinking. It's about collaboration. It's about creativity, and it's about communication. So getting in at this young age and getting them to understand, as you said, their emotions and their thought process and their reasoning and their decision making is such a big step towards a very successful and empowered childhood and youth. So it's, yes, we definitely need to support it and get everyone on board to get the kids involved in it.
It's something that we're not actually taught in school.
No.
We are not taught to think. We are not taught to make decisions. So it's vitally important that we teach our children this critical thinking. Mm. You know, if they want to achieve something in life, what do I need? Sit down and work out. What do I need to do in order to achieve what I want to achieve? Set out your criteria and move towards that goal that you want. Because nothing happens. I mean, you look at any of the, say, for example, the tennis players, or they have to work very hard to achieve a certain level, and it's no different from us. But then, you know, you've got to have that desire, and this is where the critical thinking comes in. What do I really want to achieve? And there's that desire, that burning desire that's created, and that helps you to be persistent and keep going until you have achieved the goal. And another thing is for the children to understand that if you don't make it the first try, you're not a failure. It just means that you haven't been successful. Keep trying and keep trying and keep trying, and you will achieve that something that you want to achieve.
And that's a big lesson and a big message that everyone learns from. Success is not without failure. You actually don't succeed unless you fail. So accepting failure is a big, big part of the journey. And stimulating the kids' sensory awareness and creating and inspiring their imagination and their creativity. And it also helps them develop their basic language skills, doesn't it? And expands their vocabulary. Like when you start reading, the mind just grows so much. and the thought processing does just start to flow.
It does. I mean, you take, you know, no matter what we read, we immediately go off on another tangent where our thought processes go somewhere else. So we're using our imagination, and it does. It teaches them to spell. It teaches them their vocabulary. So it's wonderful. It's really helpful for children to read and read quite often.
Definitely expand their knowledge and their vocabulary, their language, and their writing, their own writing skills. Because yes, the mind goes like a film reel, and that's where we need to teach the children to start journaling and writing down their thoughts and start creative writing at those young ages as well.
That's right. And I think with the books and also with the companion videos and then in the game, we're just reinforcing the material over and over, and that's how we learn, and that's how we get the children to start thinking differently about themselves, start thinking more positively, have a better self-belief and confidence, knowing that they can go out and achieve whatever they want.
All right, then. Well, we're just going to take a little break and listen to or hear from one of our show sponsors, and we'll be back very soon.
Hey, Glowgetters. Have you heard about Kick-Ass Women? Founded by Jo Sainsbury, Kick-Ass Women is dedicated to empowering and supporting women who are considering a career change into an industry role. Visit our brand new website at www.kickasswomen.com.au or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook and LinkedIn today to keep up to date with all things Kick-Ass Women and the incredible opportunities and content we have for you. See you there, Glowgetters.
Okay, thanks for tuning back in. And we're talking to our special Kick-Ass Radio star guest this week, Wendy Marquini. Now, Wendy is a best-selling author and has just created this magnificent new website and interactive app for the kids with her character Genius and his friends. So welcome back, Wendy. So
Thank you, Jo.
Us a little bit more about Genius. We can see him sitting there behind you and his characters. And you've got a series of books highlighting Genius and his friends. So we'll just, I know we spoke earlier a little bit about them, but just run us through the books and the characters again, just so everyone can to get to know them a little bit more.
Sure. Well, Genius is the main character. He helps the children understand the mind, but he needs some help from his friends because there's a lot of thoughts coming in from all around the world. So he has Dream Builder, which helps the children with imagination. Then you've got Intuition Interceptor, which helps the children with their feelings and emotions. You have Persistent Photographer, and he holds up a picture of a goal that the children want to achieve. He keeps them persistent. And you have Memory Minder, and she's in charge of all of your memories. And, you know, you have memories from the day you're born to the day that you leave this earth. And that's a lot of memories that she has to deal with. We have Reason Bots, which helps you with your decision making. And lastly, we have Perception Pointer, who helps you with your beliefs and opinions. But there's two other books that I've added in there, which I feel is very important. And the first one is teaches the children about habits, good habits and not so good habits. And the last one is all about gratitude. And Genius loves having an attitude of gratitude. It's very important for the children to be grateful for what they have now and also grateful for what their goal is in the future, grateful for achieving that goal. And I think gratitude is an important, very important lesson for the children to learn. We have so much that we you know, are grateful for each day. We get up and grateful for the clothes we have and the food that we have and our friends and our family. So it's lovely to teach the children all about having an attitude of gratitude.
That's right. And as you said, like empowering the minds of children, it's getting them to try the world before they have to go out and actually live into it or create the experiences they want to experience. So
yes, that's true.
Yeah, imagining it before it happens to them in real life, it helps them to weather that journey. And it's a next stage of maturity, isn't it, really, preparing for the grown-up world. If they can make all those, identify all those emotions and feelings and reasoning and create those good habits at this time in their life, that sets the stage definitely for the maturity. So what actual age are your books directed to, Wendy?
Well, it's up to about 11 or 12 years of age. Start reading as early as possible. Yeah. the quicker, you know, the more access we have our children to this information, the better it is, so that they can go over it and repeat it, and it eventually goes into the mind that they are lovely and unique, and they're all meant to be here, and they're just wonderful little creatures.
And going back to your books, the series, so one book centres on one character, is that correct?
That's correct. So the seven characters each have their own book, and then the other two is about habits and gratitude. And, you know, you said about these days, I think we are so caught up in listening to our senses. We listen to, you know, our sense of hearing and smell and all of that. We actually don't concentrate on the critical thinking side. And this is how we get the children, and this is how we as adults learn to understand ourselves a lot better, developing this strong self-belief and confidence to create our bright and happy futures. So that's how the characters all came about, trying to teach the children these important things that we have in our mind that we don't learn at school, that's really important for our success in life.
And that's right, and that's exactly what you've done. Genius and his friends take the readers on an adventure of mind, exploring their emotions and thinking, and it's a great adventure that they can all be very, very, and they will be empowered by the time they reach the end of the series, reading all the books. So in your writing, tell us what's been the biggest obstacle to writing, and how did you overcome it? Most of us know it's time, usually, finding the time to sit down and write. But what was your biggest obstacle in getting this series together?
Well, as I said, it came quite quickly, actually, from the thinking. It just sort of, I don't know, it just sort of came. I'm not one to sit down and look at a blank page. I don't do that. So the way it comes to me is either early mornings and I just get up and I write my notes, or if I'm going for a walk, something, I might be listening to a motivational tape and an idea, I'll go off on a tangent, an idea will hit me and I'll think, oh, I've got to race home and write it down before I forget. So I don't actually sit down and look at a blank page. No. It all comes to me when it comes to me. I don't stress about it.
Yep.
I walk away and come back when the time is right. So yes, that's how it all works for me. I know it's probably a bit different from a lot of people, but yeah.
And that's it. And it takes a lot of focus if you want to put your work out there for the public. So you've got to be prepared to express those feelings and to put that time aside and have the supportive network around you that understand if you go running off on that tangent writing for about half an hour, you need to do it.
Yes, you have to. You have to hurriedly and get all that information down
out before you forget it.
That's it. Quite often I've actually used my iPhone and recorded things as I'm thinking.
And isn't that the greatest thing of in technology nowadays, that we can actually do that? It's all at our fingertips, where we can actually record those great moments.
Definitely, and it's just wonderful. You go back and think, oh, I forgot about that one. I can add that in. Oh, what made me think about that? Yeah.
All right. So on the website, can the parents enroll the children in programs off your website?
The programs will be through a Thinkific learning platform.
Okay.
So that is to come. At the moment, I have the books, and I have they can download the app. I also have Genius and his friends Adventure Pack, which is a set of activities for the children to keep them occupied, especially in January when the excitement of Christmas, the new year. So in this activity pack, we have colouring in book, we have draw by numbers, we have stickers, we have a pencil case, a pencil, colouring in pencils, ruler, eraser, and I have it all in a calico bag. Now, the calico bag has Genius and His Friends logo on the front. So what the children can do is they can use those special colouring in pencils, they can colour in the logo, and then it can be washed, and then they can redo it. So they can be creative.
Excellent. That's a great, great idea. And I know the kids will definitely love to do that. So we've come this far. As we said, you've got the website created, you've got the app going. So the next project, and it might have come back to that, is developing that platform. Is that correct? Your next project is getting that educational programs on that platform up and going?
Yes, it is. The programs have all been created. It's just getting them onto the website. I do have a curriculum map that has been written in association with the 9 books, which will also be on the website probably mid-January. That will be loaded for the education side of the website.
Right, yep.
And the next project actually I'm doing is called a Reader's Theatre Book, which I have written the first draft of. I'm not quite sure whether we do a lot of Reader's Theatre here, but it's big over in Asia. What happens, I've written a storyline, and I also create the backdrops and the props and everything for the children. They make everything, and then they produce this. It's only about 15 minutes. They produce this play. Reading from the book, and that encouraged the children to speak out verbally. It helps them with their grammar and their speaking ability. So it's very, very interesting. This is a new project. I've not actually seen it work in real life yet, so this is really exciting.
It is. It sounds exciting, and particularly to get them that involved in it, like to actually be the creators of that story. That's yes. Great.
Very exciting. I believe it does really well overseas. So I'm anxious to start the process here in Australia. So yes,
we'll look forward to seeing that come to fruition. Yes. So lastly, do you have any special offers that you'd like to share? And actually, I did want to ask you, your books, the formats of your book, can you get them in print as well as like an ebook, and or just only online downloadable?
It's a paperback book, digital not at the moment. That will be next year, only because the way that the companion videos, we have to have something developed in the app so that the children can look at the companion videos when they read it digitally. Yep. So that is to come. But at the moment, it is a proper book that you can order on the website. Mm. I have a special going at the moment. If you order all 9 books, you only pay for 8.
Excellent. Well, we'll put that in our show notes. And anything else on, we'll definitely put your link to the website up, and that obviously has the details of the app. And with the app, no doubt, can we download it off the App Store?
Yes, you can. It's available on Android as well as the Apple.
Yep.
Called Genius and His Friends.
Genius and His Friends. We'll make sure we put that in bold letters in the show notes. So anything else you'd like to share with us, Wendy?
I just want to say thank you very much, Joe, for having me, and thank you, listeners. And please, go and see what Genius and His Friends have been up to on the webpage.
We definitely will, and we thank you very much for sharing Genius and His Friends' story with us today, and we'll definitely promote Genius there. And particularly, what a great, great start to 2022 is getting the kids involved. Great kickoff to 2022 and their education wise. Get them going before school starts.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Yes. So we'll definitely put Wendy's links and website up on our show notes. Thanks, Wendy. It's been a great conversation, and one that we don't enter in so liberally all the time about encouraging the children to read. And it's a must-do duo, reading and children together, and it's particularly for their overall growth and development. So thank you very much, Wendy, for your time and for coming on Kick-Ass Radio. And we will definitely look forward to catching up with you next year. And we'll all know Genius and his friends by then, and we'll be looking for the next chapters.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Thank you. All right, we'll be back. We'll hear from one of the show's sponsors and we'll be back to round it out.
Hey, Glow Getters. Did you know that Jo Sainsbury is a published author for her book High Heels to High Viz and has been named an Amazon number one bestseller? Telling the story about Jo's transition from the corporate sector into industry, High Heels to High Viz acts as a guide for women who are considering a non-traditional role and career. High Heels to High Viz is available for purchase online at all leading bookstores, including Amazon, Dimex, Waterstones and eBay.
Okay, folks, so with passion empowering us, here are some of our take five tips from the conversation we've had with Wendy today and learning about Genius and his friends. Books are interactive. They demand that kids think. Fiction or non-fiction books widen our consciousness. They give us new ways to think and new ideas. They expand our universe beyond time and place and inspire our own original thoughts. And as we said, books develop critical thinking skills. And in today's future world, the kids all need to learn critical thinking. They need to expand their creativity. They need to have great collaboration and they need to have great communication skills. Okay, that's it for today's show. Thanks for joining and listening to Kick-Ass Radio Show. I do truly appreciate you spending your time with us. And I forgot to mention, it's New Year's Eve. So we wish everyone out there a happy new year and a most prosperous new year in 2022. May everything that you wish for and you work for comes to you. So thanks again. Tune in next week when we will be in the year of 2022 and lots more happening on Kick-Ass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Keep in touch, POSCOMS. Go on, get your glow on. Be a glow getter.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick-Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick-Ass Women and Jo Sainsbury? Visit the Kick-Ass Women website or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kick-Ass Radio.